From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. The 2012 election is obviously more than a year away, but Dave Hansen isn't taking anything for granted. The former chairman of the Utah Republican Party recently resigned from that post to once again be campaign manager for Senator Orrin Hatch, who's running for a seventh term in office. But the political atmosphere of 2012 is hardly the same as it was during his 2006 re-election campaign, with some of the most bitter battles occurring between fellow Republicans. I asked Hansen what kind of work he's doing to prepare for the 2012 election.
First of all, we're getting organized. We're getting our staff people in place, and we've had a number of people write in, call us, whatever, email us, telling us they want to volunteer to help the senator. So we're putting them in places and in the process of getting them assignments to do for the campaign. So right now that we're doing that, we're raising money and just as much as anything, just getting the organization in place.
Dave, you were, of course, chairman of the Utah Republican Party last year, and you saw what happened to former Utah Senator Bob Bennett getting defeated at the convention. What is the strategy to ensure that Orrin Hatch is not the sequel to Bob Bennett?
Well, first of all, it's you learn from past conventions and past campaigns, but you can't base the entire campaign on what happened in the past. And we've developed a strategy that we think that we'll get as many possible delegates supporting the senator elected and at the convention. I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's a numbers game as much as anything else, and so that's what we're concentrating on.
Now, Dave, I'm sure you saw in a recent Salt Lake Tribune article where someone accused you of kind of trying to buy the support of people within the Tea Party for Senator Hatch. How do you respond to that accusation?
Well, first of all, the people of Utah can't be bought, purchased in that way. So that's a silly comment, and we're not trying to buy anybody. I watched the candidates and the campaigns in the last election, and there were a lot of very qualified, very capable people who worked in those campaigns, and we've been going out and recruiting some of those people, some of the people from past campaigns, and putting together the best and strongest team that we possibly can get together.
I want to ask you about a recent news release from the PAC for Americans for Legal Immigration, accusing both Governor Gary Herbert and Senator Hatch of supporting amnesty and urging Republicans to reject their candidacies in 2012. What do you think of that characterization of the senator?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure whether the voters of Utah are going to listen that much to some unknown organization out of, I think, South Carolina or wherever they're from. But the simple and we've responded to that to not only the group but to delegates and other Republicans around the state. Senator Hatch has never supported amnesty. He opposed the amnesty bill of 1986, I think it was, that actually the administration, when President Reagan was there, supported it.
Right.
But he has opposed it. He opposed it then, and he's continually opposed it.
A lot of people have questioned why the senator originally was a sponsor of the DREAM Act, but in recent years, in fact, late last year, voted no on the bill that he once sponsored himself. Do you have an explanation for that?
Well, first of all, it was a different time period, and what might be a good idea at one time some might not fit the needs of the people at a later time. And the DREAM Act that was proposed this last time that he voted against was substantially different from the one that he had proposed quite some time ago.
And finally, Dave, would you acknowledge that this is going to be pretty difficult, given what you saw with Bob Bennett? Do you think this is going to be a pretty tough fight for the next several months?
Oh, every campaign is difficult. And one thing about Senator Hatch, he always does not assume anything. He doesn't assume that he's going to win and doesn't have to do anything. He always fights very hard. He always makes every effort to present his positions and his case out there for the voters, And that's just the way we've approached this this time. We're not going to leave anything to chance. It's a matter of being as well organized as we possibly can to get him out there as much as possible, talking about what his view of the future is going to be, and then we trust that the voters will make the decision that he'll be reelected.
We've been speaking with Dave Hansen, campaign manager for Utah Senator Orrin Hatch. Dave, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.